It's the core of belief. It's what lies inside the human mind. It's what people use to find happiness. It's our vision for a better future. Still stuck? It's hope. A recurring theme in America often puts a question of its very essence, its existence. Some people believe it is no more than a myth, a concept built to fulfill its very purpose, bring sense of drive and motivation. Today we are often met with tragedy, conflict, wars that seem to last forever, and it brings some to the conclusion that there is no hope. After all, if we are doomed to a society the opposite of our perfect vision, what hope can we place into the world? Beyond that, however, some people believe that there is hope. Those people may look to the accomplishments of our country over the years, or the battles against evil that have been won, or even something more simple such as examples of the countless donations to those in need. All of these not only represent people that have done great things, but that we can do great things. This is why I believe there is hope for our future, and why the world is not doomed. In fact, far from it. In the United States, at 18 years old, you are legally obligated to register for the military draft. No matter how far we are from it, people are constantly faced with war. However, that doesn't just extend out to places like Iraq or Afghanistan. It even happens in our daily lives. One person against another, friends against friends, even family versus family. So where does hope come into all of this, you ask? For the truly honest answer, I won't say there is hope for human aggression or rage, but there is hope for the people. It may not be clear, but the examples of peace in society can appear when you look hard enough, and it's not that hard to see. They can be found in the largest of symbols, such as the Statue of Liberty, a gift of friendship given from France to the United States, local or widespread donations to those in need, or something as simple as someone saying, "I'm here for you." In all of those things, and which I believe is one of the biggest signs of hope for the world, is what can destroy us, but can also bring us together. Human emotions such as love, compassion, forgiveness, and guilt are inside the mind and soul, no matter how deep or how buried. There are some who have truly not felt these, or some who cannot feel them at all, but no matter the person, they are inside us. In the ashes of conflict, aggression, and anger is positive human emotion. Guilt and forgiveness are what bring people to reconcile with one another and restore broken relationships. Love and compassion is an unconditional human force that can triumph above all conflict and restore balance to society. These things aren't just what we feel, but they are hope for world peace inside every one of us. So how do we find hope after tragedy? Is there any hope after tragedy? When we look to the events of 9/11, the mass shooting in Las Vegas, or the loss of someone close, those are common questions people may ask themselves. Rather than finding hope, people find loss and sadness. But like a cut to the skin or a broken bone, people often heal in one way or another. Our country, the world, is vulnerable but not weak. No matter how much we suffer, we grow stronger from our tragedies. For example, even when the world was at a loss during Hitler's reign, the people of different nations united in one. Hope triumphed over evil. Hope brings people closer together, creates bonds, and makes the world tougher. It is not tragedy that brings hope for the world or the aftermath, but how we deal with it. It is in the rescue teams that work tirelessly after the destruction of the Twin Towers and the unanimous support given to the victims of the shootings that demonstrate even through loss there is hope. However, hope isn't just from or the result of conflict. In fact, it can be found from mankind's greatest achievements. Not only does human accomplishment set records and surpass expectations, but time and time again it provides hope that people can do the seemingly impossible and do anything as long as we put our mind to it. In this world, it is easy to be deceived by current events or from what other people say, whether it be about winning or just achieving a goal. I believe, though, that the only threat that we face which determines whether we can do those things is us and our own self-doubt. There was a time when people thought it was impossible to travel to the moon, to go into the sky, or even build a rocket. But the one thing that helped accomplish each of those separate accomplishments was hope. Hope is in our red and white stripes, the blue and white stars, and the flag itself that stands to tell the tale of how our country came together and how we achieved the freedom and unity we live and breathe today. There are even living symbols of hope, especially the American soldiers at war, who hold on to hope despite the risk they take. Behind all achievement was a person with hope. Hope is the belief that we can, and essentially, if we believe that we can, we just as well can. No matter if it's winning a battle, physically, mentally, spiritually, or all of the above, hope holds us through and is the key to goal attainment. The world is a tough place, I won't deny it. It faces its share of problems, but through it all, I believe there truly is hope, whether it be in peace, tragedy, or achievement. There is much to still be done, but I believe if we all have hope, we can make a positive and beneficial change to the world itself as we know it. With American pride and respect for this country, I look up to the military, including the people in my own family who have served the United States. Here I stand, on free ground built by devotion and sacrifice, hoping for hope.